Welcome back to the TFD podcast. My name is Jack Doherty, Senior Performance Dietitian, and today I'm joined by Ryan, aka Dojo. How are you, my friend?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jack. Thanks for having me on.
Well, it's co-hosting, so it's not exactly a guest, but today we're going to speak about something that we get asked a lot about. Obviously, the Christmas period has begun, aka the silly season. I think all of us get asked this question of kind of how to stay on track, how to, you know, keep on track with your goals, including your body composition, keeping that kind of in check whilst trying to enjoy this period of time. Obviously, between, you know, if you're in Australia, it's a very big time to drink and Christmas parties, work parties and so forth, but also obviously the food component. A lot of people like to indulge in this time. And it's just kind of, we just want to kind of a dietitian's guide to how to kind of get through this Christmas period. I think the most important thing we're going to talk about today is obviously it's not something that we don't promote being overly strict during this period. It's more of just a concept we like to talk about, which is kind of balance. I think that's something that we've kind of, as a team, really kind of emphasize and encourage our clients to do, which is balance and flexibility in general, but especially during this time. So I'll hand it over to you, Dojo, for the first kind of bit of advice you'd give the audience.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, let's run through a couple of tips here and let the people know sort of some things that we recommend for helping to navigate through this time. And I think to kind of build off that one that you mentioned, Jack, in a bit more detail, is to not be too strict. Like, that's something that we definitely see a lot, especially with our combat athletes or any athletes that are kind of going to be going into the Christmas season a little bit concerned about weight, whether that's if they've got fights coming up, you know, early next year, or even if they're just kind of worried, am I going to blow up like by eating a couple of Christmas meals? And the fact is, like, over Christmas, even though you see like a lot of food, a lot of like high calorie food being served and all that kind of thing, it's never really the case that someone is going to blow up by like 10 kilos just by having a Christmas lunch. So it's probably more important here to let yourself relax, enjoy the food, enjoy the time with family, and not worry so much about what am I going to put on my plate? Are there particular foods that I should be avoiding? And kind of these negative thoughts that start to come in at this time of year that can really impact on our relationship with food. So that's probably the first tip there, is to, as you said, just allow yourself a little bit of freedom to enjoy those foods, enjoy the time with your family, not be having to kind of be in your head about, oh, I can't have that food, I have to stop eating, et cetera, et cetera. And really removing yourself from the enjoyment of the season. Just allow yourself to relax a little bit. Yes, you probably will be eating a little bit slightly higher calorie intake than normal, but as we'll get to, there are ways that we can kind of navigate that and potentially mitigate any sort of risk of blowing up. Not that there really is too much of a risk there, as we'll get to. So I'll hand back over to you, Jack. What's your first tip for the people?
Yeah, so as you said, like, I think the freedom is the most important. I think a lot of people get stressed. You know, they're kind of, you know, that perpetual worrying about like blowing out and so forth. But again, I think that's a really important point just to emphasize, is that, you know, most of the times, especially say Christmas Day, you will have a meal, you'll have dessert, you'll kind of enjoy all those kind of things. But again, that's one meal or a few meals in a whole month. So look at as a bigger picture, these high caloric meals, which sometimes aren't even that high calories, but if they aren't going to break the bank, as we say. But that leads on to a point which I think is very important, which is be mindful and present. So, you know, obviously, you know, we speak about mindfulness, we speak about kind of, you know, this healthy relationship with food and kind of how to understand what your needs are and so forth. But so what I mean by be mindful and present, when you're sitting down for a meal, you know, just obviously just take time to kind of, you know, enjoy that process, enjoy the meal, you know, listen to kind of like your hunger cues. You know, there's no point binging for the sake of binging or just eating an excessive amount for just because you feel like you have to or you can. So just be present. Just sit down while you're eating, take it nice and slow. You know, obviously enjoy the process, enjoy the socialization that comes with that, and just kind of listen to your body's cues. If you're full, there's no point just keeping pushing that. So just kind of, again, use those mindfulness techniques, slow it down, kind of think about how you're feeling in terms of your hunger levels, your fullness, And then, yeah, just enjoy that whole process. But again, just be mindful and present at each meal. And that's more likely, it's going to lead to you more likely not to kind of overeat or kind of get into these kind of cycles of binge eating.
Yeah. And I think like most people will be surprised at how accurate their body is at being able to tell like when it's full, when it's eaten a certain amount of calories, when it's eaten a certain amount of food. Your body is actually really good at telling you, okay, like this is enough, like I don't need more food. A lot of the time what happens around this time of year is the food is so good that we kind of ignore those hunger signals. We're not present, maybe we're a little bit intoxicated, but or the food is just like really, really good. We keep reaching for more and more food and ignoring those hunger signals. So I think that is a really, really important tip, Jack, is to just pay attention to how your body is feeling. Like, are you actually really hungry, or do you just want like an extra slice of ham or whatever? And I think you'll find that your body is really good at being able to tell you like, yes, I'm full, or like, no, I'm still hungry. And something that I think is another good tip that can help with that and help with listening to the hunger cues and knowing when you're hungry and when you're full is to stick to eating at like normal meal times, right? So obviously meal times can be a little bit different over the holiday season, like lunchtime, depending on when all the food's ready, or like, or dinner time, or when the family's ready, et cetera. That can change things, but sticking to the normal meal times for the rest of the day. So still eating your normal breakfast, still eating your normal snacks between meals will really, really help with your body to still be able to interpret where it's kind of at in the day and how much food it still needs to be eating. Now, kind of like piggybacking off that, one way to really throw that out is by grazing all day. So this is usually something that is kind of like we recommend against, because it makes it a little bit harder for your body to tell where it's at in terms of fullness and stuff, is to be just like grazing on little, you know, like Christmas biscuits or like Christmas cake, rumbles and stuff over the day. As much as they're really delicious, like you can still have those foods, but if you have them around the meal times and allow your body time to digest and process that food in between, it's going to be a lot easier for you to intuitively tell when you've had enough food or when you're still hungry by following these more specific meal times throughout the day.
I think that's I think that's what something I speak about, which is something, say, avoiding compensatory behavior, which is in terms of what people do is they're kind of planning Christmas lunch, and what they do is they start to skip meals. Oh, this meal will be quite, you know, calorically dense, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to skip breakfast and I'll skip dinner. And these processes or compensatory behaviors seem good in theory, because you're kind of trying to figure out what kind of, you know, what your intake's going to be for that full day. But that does often lead to either binge eating or just excessively overeating at those eating windows. So like you said, don't skip meals. If you have your breakfast, you have your snack before the Christmas lunch, you're more likely just to have be able to enjoy that meal. You're not going to, you know, overeat or excessively eat. And that's what, you're using those hunger cues, you're using that kind of the being present during those meals to kind of, you know, just have, enjoy that meal, but within reason. I think that's what we always got to speak about, is like within reason. And that's something that's really important about the Christmas period, because I think that within reason is something that we should all follow just in general, just for overall health. But that kind of leads to what I think is one of the biggest parts is, is letting go of that all or nothing mentality, which is basically what I think that as a society we struggle with, which is basically we're always thinking, are we in a dieting phase or we're not? So basically, you know, it's basically during this period, especially it's emphasized, it's like, okay, so I'm just going to go all out. I'm not going to follow any of my principles, any of my nutrition principles. I'm not going to eat regularly. I'm not going to kind of use what I usually do as kind of my baseline. I'm just going to go basically completely off my usual schedule and just excessively overeat. So that's what I think is really important, is just kind of keeping those foundations, keeping that regularity to your diet. So when you do enjoy these foods, it's not different. It's just one meal you've kind of substituted out. Instead of this whole concept of just everything, I'm going to go balls to the wall and eat all the rumbles, have all the alcohol, have all the food and all stuff like that. So I think like it just doesn't work that way. And I think that, you know, psychologically and physically, it's not the greatest thing. So if you just keep those kind of principles you've been following, eating healthy and just enjoying yourself, again, going back to that flexibility, having that flexibility you know, using the nutrition principles that we always speak about as the foundation, and then be able to have that enjoyment through the flexibility of eating and not having that all or nothing mentality.
Yeah. And I think that like these things all kind of overlap here, right? Because if you are allowing yourself that flexibility to enjoy the foods and stuff, you're not starving yourself in order to like get to the meal and eat as much as you can. You don't really get that feeling of like, oh, well, I've had my Christmas lunch here. The rest of my day is ruined. I may as well just smash like the whole rest of the pavlova as well, which I kind of, I think that kind of builds off that as well. Like you just kind of get that guilt feeling of like, ah, fuck it. Like I've ruined the day already. I may as well have like another six pack of beers and the rest of the rumbles. Like by just acknowledging the fact that you are going to be eating these foods and enjoying them and kind of releasing that guilt, like kind of separating that out. You're not doing anything bad by enjoying your Christmas lunch, but you can still have your like healthy meals around that. I think that's really important to keep in mind. And that leads into another kind of important tip here is you can still do all of the healthy things that you normally do around like throughout the year around Christmas as well. So that's like, you should still be doing regular exercise, you know, as we said, eating healthier foods, or maybe not so much like quote unquote healthier foods, but things like, you know, like having a lot of fiber and slow digested carbs and protein and stuff at the other meals, maybe surrounding the Christmas meals or holiday meals. I think it's really important to keep up those healthy lifestyle habits. Now, obviously it can be a little bit more difficult around the Christmas period because, you know, things like gyms are shut. Sometimes like sporting teams take breaks over Christmas and all that, but it's not impossible to just go out for a walk, you know, get in your 10,000 steps, just get some physical activity, get out, see some sunlight, just like healthy general movement, keeping up those lifestyle factors, making sure you're still getting good sleep, making sure you're still drinking enough water. All of the basic nutrition principles can still be followed. And by doing all of that stuff, you're still going to be ending up with basically like a generally really healthy period with like, as you said, like one or two, or maybe a couple more, depending on like how many events you've got on, but a couple of like bigger, maybe more like festive meals. But for the most part, your month is still going to be basically as the same as normal, same like healthy habits being followed. And you won't see this big blow up in weight or, you know, hit to your mental health or all of the things that can come along with the holiday season when it comes to being focused on your nutrition.
100%. I think that's like, you know, obviously this time of year, everyone's tired, especially coming off the back of COVID. This year's been a massive one for everyone. You know, going back to work at full capacity, the gyms are back opening. I think this has been a particularly like a big year, both physically and psychologically for a lot of people. And this time of year is kind of seen as a bit of downtime. You know, obviously some people start to take break from work. Unfortunately, we don't. No, but usually what happens is people kind of have this period of a bit of relaxation. So we're not saying you have to train to full capacity, but I think exactly what you're saying is take this time to, yes, you know, take a foot off the accelerator a bit, but just keep those habits in there. You know, you don't have to exercise to full capacity, like I said, but just getting your steps in it as a minimum. Like, oh, Christmas Day, I'll go for a walk. Or if I've got a Christmas party, maybe I'll do a bit of exercise in the morning. But again, so still being able to enjoy that, still having that flexibility, you know, but having those habits, getting your water in, getting your exercising. So I think that what people don't realize is that these kind of healthy habits are great for you physically and body composition, which is what a lot of people are focused on. But I think what is not spoken about is the mental health aspect, because some of these like healthy principles like exercise, water, meditation, all those kind of things really help the psychological side of yourself, which can lead into your eating habits. So if you're feeling good, you're feeling energized, your mental health is good during this period, I feel like that will cross over to your eating patterns as well. If you feel great, you're less likely to kind of use food as like as some sort of emotional release in a way. But I think like, and again, I think that, you know, the Christmas period can be tough for a lot of people too. So I think, you know, obviously it's a celebratory time. It's a time to get with the family, but a lot of people will find this period of time quite stressful. You know, obviously there's a lot of things that people have gone through in life. You know, I tend to graze during Christmas because I just don't want to talk to my family too much because they're just exhausting. So I'm a rumble addict on those days, just so I don't talk to people. Especially when the number one question during my Christmas is, can you give me advice on nutrition? Because that's become my existence now. My family is like, can we get some free advice about nutrition? But I think, I know some people who have this time, obviously, you know, it can be quite sad if there's, you know, if family members missing. So again, this can lead back to eating habits, mental health and stuff like that. So I think that, you know, like you said, all these things we spoke about are very interrelated, but I think like keeping your healthy habits, eating to, you know, don't skip any meals, kind of have that kind of those nutrition foundations we speak about, have that throughout this whole time period. Again, don't go for that all or nothing kind of mentality about life, especially during this period, because you know you can still kick goals and still enjoy all the food and drink during this period. You don't have to kind of what do usually people do, is that new year, new me, like just have the whole
new year's resolutions
the whole December just to basically do whatever you want, and then be like on January 1st, be like, oh, maybe I should get together. You can have a bit of balance, and I think that's what we always speak about as a team, is like kind of encouraging balance during this period, which I think is not easy sometimes, because between Christmas parties being maybe hungover, obviously when people are hungover, not very motivated, but I think that's what we speak about during this period, is about balance. Like, I know, you know, we go on Instagram all day and we always share memes to each other, all these videos from these, like, you know, nutritionists or health experts, and it's always quite like they kind of demonize flexibility, or they kind of, you know, they have these like guidelines to Christmas, which are always quite very strict and non-flexible. And that's the thing I think we're trying to like kind of break apart from, is that nutrition and health is a lot more complex than just following and being dedicated 24/7 or having that motivation 24/7. It's about the fact that, you know, that you have to be flexible in life, because humans is imperfect, and that's what we have to celebrate, is the fact that you can still do great things but be flexible at the same time.
I think that was a beautiful summary, Jack. That was really good. I think we'll leave it there. That's a really good summary of all the different things that you guys can follow to try and help out with your nutrition over the Christmas period. But if you guys have any specific questions about foods, how much you should be eating, or anything like that, feel free to reach out. Our socials, we've got the main page at the Fight Dietitian. Obviously, Jack is the Combat Dietitian and I'm the Dojo Dietitian. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Any questions, feel free to get in touch.
And there it is, another episode of the TFD Performance Podcast. We have had such a great response to our TFD Performance Hub, and we have just dropped our brand new course, Mobility for BJJ with Dr. Kickass. Dr. Kickass is one of the world leaders when it comes to BJJ performance, and this course has been made using the science of kin stretch, which helps BJJ athletes not only become stronger on the mats, but injury-proof their joints. This is truly a game changer for all BJJ athletes at every level of competition. If you want to start injury-proofing your body, then head to the link in the show notes and purchase our Mobility for BJJ course.